This podcast is a part of the Carbon Almanac Network of Podcasts.
Hi, I'm Christina. I'm from Prague.
Hi, I'm Jen, and I'm from Canada.
Hi, I'm Olabanji, and I'm from Nigeria.
Hello, I'm Liki, and I live in Paris.
Hi, I'm Brian, and I'm from New York.
Welcome to Carbon Sessions, a podcast with carbon conversations for every day with everyone from everywhere in the world. In our conversations, we share ideas, perspectives, questions, and things we can actually do to make a difference. So don't be shy and join our Carbon Sessions because it's not too late.
Hi, I'm Liki.
Hi, I'm Jen.
The subtitle of the Carbon Almanac is
It's Not Too Late.
It's not too late.
And this is very, very important because this week I read something that completely blew my mind. The idea is that being doom and gloom about the climate is as bad as being a climate denier. Hmm. That completely blew my mind, this idea.
Being a climate doomsayer is the same as being a climate denier.
No, I'm not saying that it's the same as I said.
Or it's just as bad.
It's just as bad as being a climate denier.
So what did they say the reason for that is? Why?
The reason is that when you're a climate denier, obviously you don't believe in climate change. Therefore, you just keep on living your life, keep living the life as it has been, and then keep on consuming and as if it's endless. It's the whole thing will never end. But whereas being a climate doomist and gloomist.
I think you just invented a new term. Yeah. A doomist and gloomist. Is that the same thing?
Yeah. Somehow make us being hopeless. That means that we have no faith in the future. No matter what we do, we are doomed and the future is gloom.
So one of them is there's no such thing, right? There's no such thing as climate change. There's seasons, everything shifts around. It's all going to be fine because it always has been fine, blah, 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 that
yeah.
sort of whole thing. And then the doom and gloom is where it's so bad you've given up.
Yeah, we know that the climate's changing, but it's so bad that...
And there's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
Is the theory.
Wow. Yeah, and so when you think that there's nothing we can do about it, what do you do? Nothing.
Nothing. Okay. So you do nothing on purpose in the first one. You do nothing because you don't think there's anything that needs doing.
Yeah.
And the second one is you do nothing because you feel there is nothing you can do.
It's worth doing. Yeah.
It's worth doing. Okay, that makes sense. I wonder what people think about that. And so there's all the in-between. There's, all the, yes, there's climate change and what can each of us do about it or there's people who panic about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a big, there's climate anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a real thing. And so then these are sort of two ends of the spectrum, maybe.
Yes, these are the two ends of the spectrum. And I think it's very important to be in between those two. And plus, it's more fun to be hopeful.
Well, sure it is. Well, but what happens if you have somebody in your life who is either a doomist and gloomist, I love that term, or a denier? What do you do? How do you talk to them?
I think deniers, they're not so many deniers anymore. I think that it has become a consensus, at least where I live in France. Climate change is a real thing. I mean, people believe it's a real thing because it's a real thing. So there are not so many climate deniers. I don't know how it is on your end of the world,
It seems to run in North America along political lines, which is kind of weird. And it seems to really, because as if it has to do with who you vote for. It has nothing to do with that. It's science and reality, and it seems to run along those lines in some places, not everywhere.
Oh, interesting.
And it's hard for me to say. I am still seeing people with their ginormous trucks, huge vehicles, running their vehicles in the parking lot, waiting for someone to grocery shop, and they keep their vehicle running because it's cold out or it's hot out or whatever. And I just want to bang on the window and say, "What are you doing?" But so I still see that. And I also right now live in a town where, almost everybody has a massive truck. And, we're unusual with our little dinky putt-putt cars, one of them being an ancient electric one. I mean, there are other people who are concerned definitely about the climate where I live. But it seems like it's not a consensus here. And it's less of a consensus even with our neighbors to the south in the U.S. So it's, I don't know. I think it's a challenge. It's not, there are more people hopefully coming on board in the middle somewhere.
Yeah, but you say that you keep seeing people with the big, 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 big car and having the engine on. And you just assume that those might be climate deniers. But what about if they understand what climate change is about, but they believe there could be different options, actually. They believe it's not their problem. I mean, in the sense that there's nothing, it's not their problem. They didn't create the problem, therefore don't want to bring the solution. Or those people believe that the future is doom and gloom anyway, and so they are trying to live the what they call quote unquote the best life by buying the most, the biggest and most polluting car. You see what I mean? Is that when you think that there's no future, and you think that we might be the last generation of humanity, so what the heck,
Well, and I don't want to say that I think that every single person who has a big truck is at either end of the spectrum, because that there are lots of reasons why you need a truck, especially if you're working in an industry where you need one. No, I'm just I just think that there are, the other thing to note is that I have seen more Teslas than, you go on the road and it's a game now. How many Teslas can I see on this drive? Which means there's a lot of people with a lot of money, for one thing. But there is a lot more electric infrastructure going in. It's popping up at malls almost everywhere you go. You can plug in a car, which is good. And there are even gas stations that are getting into it. There are gas stations that are putting in charging stations and things like that. So that it is moving in that direction. But I would not say we're at a consensus by any stretch of the means in the North America.
Yeah. So coming back to your question, who do you say to people that are on either end of the spectrum? So to me, climate deniers, I haven't met so many lately. Those who believe that the future is, there's no future, basically, that we are doomed to, we might be the last generation, or that the future will be very, very bleak. What do I say to them? I say, no, I try to look at the right things, because I believe that if you decide to look at the positive things in life, you will see the positive things. If you decide to look at the negative things, you will see all the things that go wrong. So to those who believe that there is nothing we can do, I just help them to move from the state of, there's nothing, to the state, from the state of being very negative about everything, to help them move to be in a positive mind and help them see things that are positive and things that are happening. Like, I don't know, I keep seeing all these good things happening. Okay, I think probably it's easier when you live in Europe, and particularly in France, in Paris, but everywhere in the world, there are positive things about climate change. And even though we're talking about this earlier, that the weather is very strange lately. But yeah, even though we are currently in a very, very weird weather, but climate change, we have not reached the tipping point yet. So there's still things we can do.
There's still hope. And I think it's where your attention goes, your energy flows, right? That statement. Yeah. And so what is it you're focusing on? It's like the algorithm of your life, right?
Yeah.
You get what you focus on.
Yes.
And so if you're only thinking in those two ways, and not to be Pollyanna about it, not to be, rainbows and unicorns, but, there is a reality. There are things that are suffering. But here's a couple of interesting things I learned this week. One of them is that we actually in the Pacific Ocean near our province, they have discovered a coral reef, which they didn't know existed. Like a coral reef like you would see in a warmer place that has all the beauty and all the creatures and all the animals and the fish and the color. And they're just amazed. And they only just discovered this like recently. And so there's a big flurry all about that, because what does that mean? So they're looking at this. It's very, very far down in the ocean. And so it doesn't have light to it. So it was accidentally found when someone was with a submersible down there, I guess. But it looks exactly like some of the ones we see elsewhere in the world, just as beautiful, only people can't go to it unless they're in a submersible or they're doing it remotely. So that was kind of neat. So there's things we're still discovering, which I think is wonderful. And the other thing I heard about is, and I only heard this briefly in passing, but they are doing research now. They've discovered a whole bunch of other mammals that go through menopause, and they are researching whales. And whales do.
Wow.
And they're researching it and all the things that, and I thought, well, that's, maybe we'll learn from the animals, like learn more about how we're more similar than dissimilar in many ways. And I think that's always a positive thing. I think nature and creatures can teach us so much if we are willing to listen, you know?
Oh, I believe that we are just one species like any other animal.
Yeah.
It's just that, yeah, we have our own set of rules, our own communication rules and languages and pattern of life, but we're just one species. This is what I believe.
Yeah, I do too. And I think this, you know, being in charge of all the other species has put us into a really bad position.
What makes you think that we are in charge of all of the species?
Exactly.
I think we live together. We are not, we believe that we're in charge and we have some responsibility, but maybe they're in charge of us as well.
Well, you know, and I think our indigenous siblings are, you know, have been well aware and living in ways that were much more respectful and gentle.
Yeah.
And yes, they hunted and ate, and they always gave thanks and used every single piece of the thing they hunted and ate, you know. Mm-hmm. There was just a different level of respect going on for the world around. And I think we have a lot to learn from the indigenous peoples of the lands that we live in. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I like your point of saying that there's still things that we have discovered recently and things we're learning. So yeah, maybe based on a few elements that we know today, that We don't change the way we live, we consume, the future might not look so bright, but there are a few things we can change. We can change individually, but also as a society. So those are the things that we can change. And then the discovery, learnings.
Yeah. I love it. I love that summary, Leaky.
Yeah. So
I'm not, I also love your terminology. So I'm gonna use that.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but I keep inventing terminology on the
That's
fly.
Great. That's great. Why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Okay.
Well, thanks, Leaky.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Carbon Sessions, a podcast with carbon conversations for every day with everyone from everywhere in the world. We'd love you to join the Carbon Sessions so you too can share your perspectives from wherever you are. This is a great way for our community to learn from your ideas and experiences, connect, and take action. If you want to add your voice to the conversation, go to thecarbonalmanac.org/podcasts and sign up to be part of a future episode. This podcast is also part of the Carbon Almanac Network. For more information, to sign up for the emails, to join the movement, and to order your copy of the Carbon Almanac, go to thecarbonalmanac.org. Be sure to subscribe and join us here again, as together we can change the world.